Hello, this is Bit Depth number 1431, which appeared in Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on November 6, 2023, under the headline, The Sonoma Update. I'm the author, Mark Lindesay. The newest full version of Apple's macOS, version 14, codenamed Sonoma, was released on September 26th. I ran the update last week after the first point update was released, installing version 14.1. Never do a major update to an operating system using the first public release unless you have a compelling reason to do so. While major commercial operating system releases are widely and robustly tested, there's nothing like a wide public release to truly test new system software, and I no longer have any appetite for those adventures. Point one updates don't only fix problems that arise in widespread use. Apple issues security updates regularly that patch the operating system, and these are recommended defensive measures. Delaying before installing a major system update also makes sense if you use a range of software to get your work done. Small developers often are challenged to get their updates done before a full release, and some software may prove unusable after a major update. If you use Apple's Mail app and enhance it with plugins, those are broken in Sonoma. The authors of the two Mail plugins I use rewrote their software to work with Mail, but other developers have either given up or chosen to create their own Mail software. macOS 14 is named after Sonoma County, a wine-growing region of California, and the graphics supporting the release subtly suggest gently rolling hillsides. Sonoma is a quiet update, and Apple has emphasized the bling it's added to the OS. Some of the new features are clearly inspired by the design of the iPad OS. Building on the control panel, a collection of widgets introduced in macOS 11, Big Sur, which mimic a similar set of controls introduced for the iPad. In Sonoma, you can now add widgets directly to the desktop, which sounds like a good idea, and the new operating system even adds an option, activated by default, to click on the desktop to clear all windows to give the user a clear view of their computer's desktop. The Sonoma desktop builds on the animated images introduced in macOS 13 Ventura with a rich selection of riveting drone footage and underwater clips. Clicking to view the desktop makes sense, but these new information widgets and video clips depend on a user workflow that includes viewing the desktop. I haven't done more than glance at mine in 2 decades. Most macOS computer desktops are littered with files and clippings, which rather spoil the real estate for those pretty video clips. The video clips are also quite large, but mercifully, they aren't pre-installed. You must download them to use them, and it's quite easy to end up with a dozen gigabytes of clips, and it isn't a trivial matter to get rid of them. Some features are genuinely useful. It took me a while to discover that you can select text in a video clip on Ventura. I wanted to jump and cheer. And being able to turn a web app into a quasi-application in the Safari web browser seems like a useful feature that might be overlooked, but is worth investigating. One of the dirty little secrets of macOS and Linux is that some apps, particularly those that deliver services normally accessed on the web, are actually customized web browsers built using development tools like Electron. A Sonoma user might also find inline predictive text useful. That's the ghost text that shows up when you begin typing on an iPad or smartphone that guesses what you're going to write next. I type way too fast for that and find it annoying. Others may not, particularly if you might benefit from spelling and grammar-accurate predictions. Dictation is a pretty nifty addition to the operating system, though, but getting dictation to work proved a little tricky for me. I have some software running to manage sound inputs and outputs that seems to have blocked dictation using the computer's microphone, but dictation worked flawlessly using an external USB microphone. Most of these changes in Sonoma are quiet and mostly hidden in app and system settings. New tools to block identity tracking and identity fingerprinting are buried in Safari settings. Collectively, macOS Sonoma is an above-average update. Breaking only a few software tools and adding a count of more than 100 features according to Apple. Most users will only benefit from a few of them, but most will find something genuinely useful in the update.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.